As I look out there, I see all kind of different people, Republicans, Democrats, black, white, everything. What I see is we are Pensacolians.
Grover Robinson will become Pensacola's second strong mayor when he's sworn in later this month. The Escambia County Commissioner defeated Pensacola City Councilman Brian Spencer 56-44% in the nonpartisan race. Robinson succeeds Ashton Hayward, who decided not to seek a third term.
I am so excited to see what this community can do. If we work together, if we do the same thing we did in this campaign, we can be so much more. This was an incredible heavy lift. This has been amazing. I am very thankful for the journey that we've gone through. Thank all of you for what you've done.
Audio courtesy of the Pensacola News Journal. In two other nonpartisan votes, Ann Hill will replace Spencer in the City Council's District 6, collecting 59% of the vote against Butch Hansen. Jared Moore is the new councilman from District 4, defeating Chris Phillips 63-37%. Republican Doug Underhill wins a second term on the Escambia County Commission, 56-44% over Democrat Scott Trotter. Lois Benson holds on to her District 2 seat on the Emerald Coast Utilities Commission, the Republican garnering 63% of the vote over Democrat Gloria Horning. Two seats were up for grabs on the Escambia County School Board. Paul Fetsko is elected from District 2, winning 55-45 over Ray Guillory, and Laura Edler wins in District 4, 56-44 over Larry Williams Sr. In the statewide races, Escambia Countyans went for an all-Republican lineup as expected. They favored Ron DeSantis for governor, Rick Scott for U.S. Senate, Ashley Moody for attorney general, Jamie Petronas to remain as chief financial officer, and Matt Caldwell for agriculture commissioner. Matt Gaetz is being returned to Congress for a second term out of House District 1. He defeated pediatrician Jennifer Zimmerman with 67% of the vote. And two seats on the Century Town Council were filled on Tuesday by Benjamin Boutwell and James Smith, Jr. Tuesday's election results are unofficial. They'll be confirmed later this week by the Escambia County Canvassing Board. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.